Tuesdays is known as $2 Tuesdays at wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com, where you can get the hottest handicappers, best bet, or daily package for only $2.
Welcome into First Pitch. Dave Kokin right there. I'm Drew Martin. Brian Leonard, sorry for the technical difficulties, but we got good games for you here. Tuesday, September 27th. We're talking the Cards, Brewers, White Sox, Twins, Dodgers, and Padres. We got best bets at the end, as always. Let's head to the NL Central matchup here. Dave, coming to you first, Mikolas versus Hauser. We get minus 110. That's the Cardinals as the short road favorite. 8.5 being the total. You liking anything here, Cardinals and Brewers?
No, and I know Brian does, so I'm going to kind of make this real short and sweet. Whenever Adrian Hauser's on the mound for Milwaukee, I just stay out of the game. I can't handicap the guy. I'm never right on him. So I'll let Brian, who apparently has a better feel for Adrian Hauser than I do, take over on this one. I will pass.
Brian, the Cardinals clinch with a win here. Last time out, Mikolas, 6 innings, only 1 earned run. I don't know. Is that enough for you to be on the Redbirds?
You know, it's something we need to look at to the rest of the season. The Cardinals, one win away from clinching. They got a big lead here, so I don't think this game is nearly as important as it is for Milwaukee. Keep in mind, for all these teams that are going to be in the playoffs, they're either switching around their rotations. I know Cleveland did. And they're probably going to have their starters go on limited pitch counts. I think we'll see that very often down the stretch. So when you're betting on a starting pitcher that's on a team that's going to the playoffs, keep in mind he may not go very long, especially for guys like a Tristan McKenzie, who is at like 180 innings right now, and that's by far more than what he had last year. So a lot of these teams will throw him out there and keep him in that nice rhythm, but you're not going to get the full game out of him. I do like the Brewers here. It's a situation for me where Cardinals are 9-8 on the season against the Brewers. These two teams have matched up really well all season long. Obviously, the game is more important for the Brewers. They're a game and a half out of the wild card race right now. And I think it's a situation where the Cardinals obviously don't need to win. I don't think they're going to pitch Mikolas too long in this game. Hauser has not gone more than like 4 innings lately, so he's more of an opener. He's not built up. They started the season in the rotation. They put him in the bullpen, and now they're bringing him back in the rotation. His numbers are not great. He's a guy, as Dave kind of talked about, he's been up and down. He's had good starts. He's had bad starts. When he's had bad starts, he's had real bad starts. He's not a guy who strikes out a lot of batters. He only strikes out 15%. In fact, Mikolas is only at 18.7. And Hauser's walk rate is at 9.8. So that's a concern anytime you get these two teams together. But I've been watching a lot of these teams lately. I like the way Milwaukee is set up here. Even though they're a game and a half out of the playoffs, it wouldn't surprise me if they get one of those wild cards. The Dodgers are playing the Padres. The Padres are ahead, but they're not a team right now I'm looking to back. So we've got a team playing at home. I'm looking towards that team. And when you take a look at the records on the season here, there are only 3 teams in the National League that have a non-losing record on the road against over 500 teams. You've got the Dodgers 31-21. You've got the Mets 41-31. And the third team, Milwaukee, and even 31-31. In fact, St. Louis coming into this is 29-34 on the season against over 500 teams. Milwaukee's an over 500 team. You take a look at the Cardinals on the season. They've been terrific at home, 51-27, but only 38-38 on the road. Milwaukee's been excellent at home, 42-30. Getting them in basically a pickup situation with the importance of the game, I like Milwaukee. Once again, not a huge fan of Hauser, but I'm not a big fan of Mikolas either. So give me Milwaukee here at the +100.
All right, the NL Central matchup there, Cardinals and Brewers. We got the White Sox and Twins as we head to the AL Central matchup. Up next, Lance Lynn versus Ober going for the Twins, 6.5. There is a 7 out there as a total. We've seen what a flip favorite here, Brian. Now the White Sox, -115 to as high as -120 favorite. Man, when I look at this, the White Sox have lost 6 straight games, Brian, 10 games back now. And the Twins, 7-17 in September? This was actually a tight race to make the playoffs. It's almost like the disappointing matchup of the night. White Sox and Twins, are you liking anything here in Minnesota, Brian?
Is it possible to bet against both teams? I've done a lot of that lately. I talked about, I watch every Guardians game there is. And both teams, the air is just taken out of them. You can see it in their body motions and I've been betting against the White Sox and Minnesota Twins for the last week or so. I think I'm 7-1 doing so. So I'd love to bet against both of them. The problem is we can't in this one. And I saw the game the other day when the White Sox played Cleveland the last time that Lance Lynn was on the mound. And he wasn't very good. And he'll admit it. In fact, he came out after the game and said his team stinks. He said they're not playing hard. So when you come out and call out your teammates, including yourself, obviously, because he had a bad game, I would expect them to come out with a better effort today in this matchup. Lance Lynn did not look good in that game, and he was left out to dry, basically, because the management wouldn't take him out of the game. He got hit really hard early, and he continued to fight the rest of the game. And then after he settled down, and he actually pitched well after the first couple of innings, but when you've got a veteran like Lance Lynn coming off of a terrible outing, and when he calls out the team and including himself, I expect him to come out and pitch well here. Bailey Ober is a guy who has been hurt early in the season. They expected a little bit more out of him coming into the year. He's had an injury-prone season. Kind of surprised the line is as low as it is for the total. But I prefer the Chicago side here. I understand why the money's gone that way. This is probably the one time for the rest of the season I'll be looking to back the White Sox in this one.
Yeah, tough to back either team here, Dave. Like Brian pointed out, I mean, we see a low total, but when you look at the run production, I mean, the Twins have only scored 80 runs the whole month. We're already the 27th here of September. It's not like the White Sox have been, you know, knocking it all around the park either. So total of 7, -115-ish here with the White Sox, 6.5 out there as well. Are you liking anything in this AL Central matchup, Dave?
I like this game about as much as the two teams that are involved like it. They'd rather just go play golf or go on vacation. That's pretty obvious. Lance Lynn has been pitching really well until the last start, so I think he'll get back on the beam. The Twins have shock troops out there, and their whole outfield's hurt. I mean, it's literally a backup outfield. I'll go with Lynn over, but I'm not betting it. I mean, these are garbage games. You really don't. I mean, we're joking around with it, but really, it's accurate. These two teams just want this to end. There are some teams that are playing rookies or prospects, and even though they're out of it, they're not bad teams to look at. The Diamondbacks might be one of them because these kids are really excited about playing. These teams with veteran lineups that have fallen short of expectations, yeah, I don't want any part of them in these last 2 weeks. So I'll pass here, just a lean in the pitching to Lance Lynn.
Okay, good stuff, Dave. You bring up Lance Lynn. We got Jacob in the chat box saying he actually played with him in high school. He's almost unhittable. The team went 35-0 there in the state of Indiana. So good stuff, Jacob. Welcome on in. Johnny Outlaw in the house as well. Jessica, Selly. We got Sweet James, Jones, DT, all you guys in the house. Thanks for joining us live in the chat box on the Wager Talk YouTube channel. If you're watching on replay, feel free to reply below in the comments section. Let us know what you're looking to bet, where you agree with us, where you disagree. All is welcome. We got one more game on the docket. This is a good one. Late night here. Yeah. Dave, coming to you first. We got Petco Park hosting 9:40 Eastern, 6:40 Pacific. First pitch, Dodgers and the Padres, Anderson and Snell, two lefties going at it here. Near a pick'em price, too. Actually, it's minus 105 at some shops, as high as, what, minus 110 with the Padres at home. 7.5 being the total. What do you like in Dodgers and Padres, NL West, Dave?
Well, the Padres are taking money, and I can see that. I mean, it's a bigger game for them. Snellzilla has returned. I mean, he's pitching really well for San Diego now, and he was touching 99 in his last start. I mean, he's in good form right now. I think better form than Tyler Anderson, has had a fine year for the Dodgers, but I don't think has been quite as sharp lately. Padres look like they're playing decent ball. They're driving hard to make a wild card. I mean, it all points to San Diego, except for one thing. They can't beat the Dodgers. I think they're 4-13 against them this year. Last year was a train wreck at times. I think the Dodgers are in their heads, to be honest with you. And I don't trust San Diego against this team. So while I think you can make a case on the data for the Padres, that mental aspect keeps me out of the game. I'm just worried they'll find a way to lose the game like they usually do against the Dodgers. So I'll give you an opinion based on the research to San Diego, but not with my money.
Brian, with your money, are you getting involved with Petco Park, either on the Dodgers or the Padres?
Yeah, Dave talked a lot of the things that I wanted to speak about. Yeah, the Padres need to win. Padres are playing at home. Padres got the hot starting pitcher. And still, I don't want to back the Padres. You take a look at San Diego on the season. They talked about the Dodgers, how much they've struggled against the Dodgers. They struggled against over 500 teams all season, 23-34. And as much as the Dodgers have a huge lead in this division, it would be even worse if you took a look at expected win-loss, which takes into account the difference in scoring. The Dodgers should be 110-43. The Padres should be 82-71. So you've got a team that's really 28 games better in the same division. They've dominated them. They've outscored the opposition this year. The Dodgers are up 322 runs. The Padres are up 48. The Padres are only up, they're down 19, actually, against Philadelphia. Philadelphia's up 67. So this San Diego team, even after the trade, they haven't done enough offensively. And normally I like to play on the starting pitcher for the Padres when he pitches at home, Blake Snell. In fact, you go over his entire career, he's had a better ERA every single year at home than he has on the road. Not this year. He's been better on the road. So to get the best team, the least in my opinion, by far the best team in Major League Baseball here at this price with a capable starting pitcher on the mound, I've got to look at the Dodgers here.
All right, guys. Well, we can start off best bets because this is mine. I'm on the Padres. I'm going to buck the little Dodgers trend over the Padres. I'm buying in on Blake Snell. He actually had a no-hitter going into the seventh in his last start before getting broken up by Albert Pujols. And like they talked about, he was touching 98, 99 miles per hour. I look for that kind of stuff. You know, when guys are throwing it well, I look to kind of bet on them. Going to look to back Blake Snell here. And the Padres are hot. They've won 7 of their last 9. This game means more to the Padres right now. They're trying to fend off the Phillies, where the Dodgers, I kind of think, are more in cruise control down the stretch. So just the pick 'em price with the home team, minus 105 on the Pods, is my best bet. So that's where I'm going late night here. Last game on the board. We'll throw it over to Dave Koken. Guys, if you missed it this weekend around Wager Talk, Dave released a 5%. That's the top play allowed here at wagertalk.com on Western Kentucky. I think it was minus 27 in the hook. It got bought up to over 30. So he beat the closing line and he absolutely smashed it on the gridiron, 73-0. Easy winner. So check out Dave Koken, college football. He knows his MLB as well. He's got a 3-pack up for just $19 in CFB. So Dave, throw it over to you, man. Great winner. At least one of us was winning this weekend. So hats off to you. What else you got going on and where are you going for best bets, buddy?
Yeah, I don't put out many 5% plays, but when I do, 2022 record, all sports on 5% plays, 87.5%. That's pretty good. So I don't think I'm going to have one this week, but wait for the next one. As far as tonight goes, oh, and I do have three college games up right now for 19 bucks, as you mentioned. Two dogs, one favorite. I think it's a good card, and you can get those games right now. And those are all Saturday games. I want to go to the game at Wrigley Field for the best bet. Zach Wheeler, first start back off the IL, encouraging, four shutout innings, and was throwing with great velocity. He was averaging 97 and change on the fastball, so it sounds like he's healthy. Marcus Stroman has pitched well down the stretch for the Cubs. So I think you got two pitchers that should do well here, especially when you add in the Wrigley wind. This is, to me, the most predictable ballpark in the game when the wind gets involved. When it's blowing out and it's hot, you can't keep the ball in the park. I mean, it just goes out into orbit. But when the wind's pitcher-friendly and it's not warm, and that's the case tonight, you can't get the ball out of there with a howitzer. So I don't trust the bullpens with either team. That's the standard MO for me. I just like avoiding bullpens. But I think Wheeler and Stroman should do well here. It's a low number, 3.5. It's juiced, but I think with good reason. I'll go under first five between the Phillies and Cubs for the best bet today.
Dave Koken, guys, check him out, wagertalk.com, as well as Brian Leonard here. He's hot right now, 12-2 run. He's got his first 5% MLB play in 7 weeks going tonight, so going to want to check that out. 5% play on the bases, pretty rare play from Brian. Brian, you're running hot right now, 12-2, man. What do you got going for tonight, best bets?
Yeah, 12-2 overall. I believe we won 6 of 7 in baseball. 5% play going tonight in Major League Baseball. Don't put out too many, but sometimes you've got to take the shot, and I think we got a great shot on a run line play in Major League Baseball today. Big 5% play. I also won my 5% last week in college football. Not 73-0, but I'll take a win regardless, as obviously they pay regardless. But congratulations to Dave in that regard. And I've said it all along, when Dave comes out with big plays, and if you're looking for somebody for the long term, Dave is your man. We'll go back for my best bet. And by the way, I do have a 5% in college football up for this weekend. Big weekend for me, only won 5% in the last 2 weeks, I think, coming into that. So, we'll go back to the Milwaukee game. Talked about this earlier, talked about the importance of the game for Milwaukee, which it really doesn't mean a whole lot, but you know that they're going to come out to win these games because this postseason's right there for them, especially when the Padres are playing the Dodgers in this series. So I look for good things coming out of Milwaukee this week. It's just a situation for me. The Cardinals are not good on the road. Milwaukee's very good at home. Milwaukee's been better against the better teams this year. The Cardinals have not been. And I think the Cardinals will start playing more younger players and giving some people a rest. Don't think Mikolas will go very long in this game. So give me Milwaukee. We're getting them at basically a pickup situation, and I think there's value there.
Brewers plus 100. Just heard it there. Risk 100 to win 100. I'm on the Padres minus 105. Two near pick'em prices there. And we got Dave Koken, first five under 3.5. Phillies and Cubs minus 120 price tag. So, guys, check out Dave Koken, Brian Leonard as well. He's got that 5% up going for tonight. Dave with the three plays, just 19 bucks in CFB. For Dave Koken, Brian Leonard, I'm Drew Martin. Guys, thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Come back and join us. Best of luck until then. Smash that like button. Thanks for tuning in.
Tuesdays is known as $2 Tuesdays at wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com, where you can get the hottest handicappers, best bet, or daily package for only $2.